We're talking with Jamie Cockshutt, who is part owner of Our Sir Jekyll, star Tasmanian free-for-all pacer, who'll be going around at Menangle on Sunday. Jamie, coming off a win, last start, what can we expect from Our Sir Jekyll on Sunday, mate, from a good barrier?
Yeah, it's a bit tougher race, mate, but as most locals know, he does step very safely from the stand start racing. First time he's drawn the front in a long time, and if he steps safely, mate, I'm sure he'll run a good race.
Well, how long has he been with Paul Fitzpatrick now?
He's been out there about 8 weeks now, Pete.
Okay, and he's really thrived in the last 4 weeks or so, hasn't he?
Yeah, Paul's very happy with him. He's really turned the corner, and yeah, he couldn't be happier with him, he said.
Okay. The competition on Sunday is a little bit tougher than he met last time, but I think his biggest asset is that he does step well from a stand as normally, and he is tough.
Yeah, well, that's right, mate. And the mile suits him too, Pete. Like, he's a very good miler, very good from the stand, and as long as he don't get no interference from anyone in the race, you know, when the tapes were released, he will acquit himself very well, mate, and hopefully he can, yeah, get a win for us, Cobber.
All right, just harking back to Sunday night, the two-year-old that you part-owned, Lick Your Lips, he went down in the last couple of strides to Patch a Cootie, but he was certainly game in defeat, Lick Your Lips.
Yeah, he was, Pete. He was, yeah, very game in defeat, you know, just had a couple of little issues with him during the week, but that's no excuse, mate. When you turn up race day, you're there to race, whether you're 94% or 100%, mate, so there's no excuses. Patch a Cootie went absolutely super, and I really congratulate Barry and the Red Tray family, because, mate, the stable's going very well at the moment.
Okay, Lick Your Lips, will he stay up or will he go out for a spell?
Yeah, he'll stay up, mate. He'll go into the Dandy Patch, because
okay,
he's picked up a hell of a lot the last few days. I was talking to Rodney Only on Tuesday, and yeah, he's picked up a hell of a lot, mate, so we'll go ahead with the Dandy Patch, everything going into plan. But, yeah, but on Sunday as well up at Menangle, mate, I've got our chain of command running in the same race as our Sir Jekyll.
Oh, okay. And, well, you've got a two-pronged attack in the race.
Yeah, well, it was a last-minute decision to send him up there because he went very well on Sunday off his 30-metre handicap. And the thinking behind it was, well, he may draw the front as well, and he's very safe from the stand-start races. And they don't come up that often, $40,000 races, mate, that suits the pair of them. And yeah, it's a last-minute decision, mate, but all going well, he'll run a Ford race as well, mate.
How long will you keep our chain of command up in Sydney?
It might just be a hit-and-run visit, Pete. We're not sure. We'll just take it by this Sunday, see how we go. But, yeah, you know, it's just a last-minute decision, mate.
All right, well, all the best with our Sir Jekyll and our chain of command in the race at Menangle on Sunday, mate, and let's hope to Lick Your Lips. Maybe he might be able to turn the tables in the Dandy Patch.
Yeah, let's hope so, mate.
Well done. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Scott. Bye, mate.